Today we celebrate the third day of the octave of Easter. Easter Tuesday, as it would be called in English. And here we see in these beautiful readings from the scriptures that St. Paul speaks to the men of Jerusalem, to the men of Israel, and tells them exactly what's going on. That they had turned him over to his enemies, to their enemies, the Romans, and the scribes and Pharisees, who are supposed to be his priests, but were not. Just as we see even today, many who are supposed to be his priests, but they're not. And so he tells them, you have done this, and yet he has risen from the dead. He is not here. He is not dead. He goes before you to Galilee, as he predicted to you. And then in the Gospel, we see that they're still in the cenacle, in the house of St. Joseph of Cleophas, Mary of Cleophas, and St. John Mark, the evangelist, there where he had celebrated the first Mass, the Last Supper, on the night before his sacrifice, the completion of the sacrifice, which we do here tonight, the same, self-same sacrifice that he offered on Thursday and on Good Friday, but culminates in that which we celebrate for the next 50 days, the resurrection of the dead of Jesus Christ our Lord. And so in his glorified body, he just goes through the walls, through closed doors and locked windows, and he says to them, Pax Vobis, peace be upon you. It is I. And so he says to them, they're horrified. They think they're seeing a ghost. And he says, it is I. And to show them that he is indeed not a ghost, he says, look at my hands and my feet. Ghosts don't have wounds. He wears his wounds as precious jewels of his sacrifice. And then he says, furthermore, to get them to understand that it is really he, risen from the dead, not an apparition, not a ghost. He says, do you have something here to eat? Ghosts do not eat. And so our Lord is given part of a roasted fish and other things, and he drinks the wine and the water that they have. And then he gives it to them. Here it says, he gives the remainders, the reliquiae. And of course, we have relics on the altar of saints. The relics, that which remains of them, physically speaking. And then they eat along with him. And he tells them, it is just as I explained to you, that I would die and rise on the third day. This for the remission of sins. And this should be preached to all of Jerusalem, to all of Galilee, indeed, to the whole world, that I have done this for the remission, the forgiveness of sins. That this should be preached in my name among all nations. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.